Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, May 20th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. The representation election, which will unite all flight attendants into one union, the Association of Flight Attendants, AFA, opened Tuesday, May 17th. The National Mediation Board, which is conducting the election, mailed out voting materials to you the same day. For clear voting instructions, please go to www.unitedafa.org or www.yourafa.org to cast a vote for our strong union, AFA. AFA is the industry watchdog for flight attendants, promoting improvements and fighting any compromise in the rules designed to protect your safety, health, and security on the job. The AFA United MEC Safety, Health, and Security Committee has so much experience and success, we are recognized worldwide as a leading voice for aviation safety, health, and security. Our MEC committee has a long-standing partnership with United Corporate Safety and government agencies handling safety, health, and security issues. Every minute of the day, our safety committee is on alert to respond to safety incidents, provide our valuable support for crew members, and ensure implementation of the very best safety procedures. Expert staff in the AFA Air Safety, Health, and Security Department monitor and work with federal agencies and regulatory bodies like the Federal Aviation Administration, Transportation Security Administration, Department of Homeland Security, and the National Transportation Safety Board. From ensuring that flight attendants can report safety incidents in a non-punitive environment to working on accident investigation teams, AFA is always at the forefront of promoting flight attendant health, safety, and security. As the designated representative of the International Transport Workers Federation, AFA also represents safety, health, and security interests of flight attendants before the World Health Organization and the International Civil Aviation Organization. AFA Air safety, health, and security experts provide ongoing training and support to our worldwide network of more than 100 AFA safety committee chairs and members at 21 airlines. AFA is the only union that provides flight attendants with constant access to cutting-edge research, information, and crucial support services that flight attendants rely on in our constantly changing industry. You can see specifics of AFA's advocacy in the realm of safety, health, and security on our website. On Tuesday, we received information from United Management about a corporate-wide badge reissue project. Management has indicated that flight attendants will be notified by criteria that is must-read email, which many have received this week. This information is also being relayed in United's other communications, including upcoming onboard updates. This is a new company badge that all employees of the new United are being issued. Flight crew members will be distinguished by the word crew on the face of our new badge. This badge replaces the current TSA badge but does not replace any necessary location-specific parking or airport access badges. The reissue process must be completed in the next 43 days, and all flight attendants must be in possession of the new employee badge by July 1, 2011. Employees currently on leave of absence or voluntary furlough status will be issued the new badge prior to their return to work at the expiration of their leave of absence or voluntary furlough. In order to receive your badge, you must appear in person to your domicile coordinator with your current badge in possession and sign for your new badge. You will be allowed to retain your current United Airlines crew badge if desired. However, it will be disabled upon receipt of your new badge and can no longer be used or displayed. You may begin using your new United employee crew badge as soon as you receive it. These badges will expire in your birth month no later than 23 months from the date of issue. Flight attendants whose current badge expires at the end of May 2011 will need to exchange your badge before that time. All others must do so before June 30th, 2011. If you are not in possession of the new employee crew badge by July 1st, 2011, you will not be in compliance with the Code of Federal Regulations, the CFR, requiring all active flight attendants to display and be in possession of an approved TSA badge when functioning as a crew member. We have a few updates on the new company-issued ID badges we want to share with you tonight. Initial reports indicate the badges for some flight attendants have not been reflecting their full name on the reverse side of the badge as it appears on their passport. AFA brought this discrepancy to the attention of the company and asked for clarification. We've received word that the company has addressed this disparity with the TSA. As long as your first and last names on the badge match your government-issued ID, this is acceptable to the TSA. In addition, while the expiration date of our employee ID badge has historically been tied to our birth month, these new badges have been issued due to a programming error reflecting an expiration date in the month following our birth month. These badges do not have to be reissued and are valid through the expiration month printed on the badge. The company has advised late today that the handheld device software has been modified to scan and read the new badges in order to capture our file numbers prior to the beginning of onboard food and liquor sales. Devices are being updated as they transit through the hubs, and it is anticipated that most will be updated within the next few days. In conjunction with the new employee ID badge initiative, the company published a Q&A that appears to suggest that there may be upcoming changes to our employee file numbers at some point in the future. Based on our discussions with company representatives, it is unlikely that United employees will see much in the way of modification to our existing employee numbers. Finally, in an effort to ensure there is no interruption in our ability to get to work, AFA confirmed today that the company has advised all of the carriers with whom United has reciprocal cabin seat agreements that new ID badges have been issued. Let your local council office know if you've experienced any difficulties. As we previously reported, our new uniform is expected to be phased in later than originally planned. As a result of this delay, a contingency plan has been put into place to ensure the continued availability of regulation uniform items until implementation of our new uniform. The contingency plan includes restarting production of some of the current uniform suiting garments while discontinuing others. In addition, we will utilize some approved Cintas substitute stock pieces, all of which meet the flammability requirements set forth in the AFA contract. In order to restart production of items within the current uniform suiting, it was necessary to restart the manufacture of the current uniform fabric. Once manufactured, this material will be sent to the garment manufacturers who will produce those actual uniform items, which are currently on back order with Cintas. The company anticipates that the shipping of these back ordered items will begin late summer through early fall of 2011. Once the current supply of certain items is depleted, we will begin using authorized Cintas substitute garments, as indicated in the chart in the Uniform Update article on our website. During this period of transition, we expect the company will continue to have available the uniform pieces you need to look your professional best. Should you have additional questions or require additional assistance not available through Cintas customer service, you are encouraged to contact your supervisor or uniform coordinator. AFA is once again receiving reports from San Francisco and Washington, D.C. and other locations that flight attendants are receiving calls at very late hours by persons identifying themselves as AFA representatives. As a reminder, AFA representatives will only be making calls up until 8 p.m. in your local time zone. If you are receiving calls that you suspect are impersonating someone from AFA, report the call to 855-VOTE-AFA immediately. The July 1st revision to the Flight Attendants Operations Manual, the FAOM, will be available June 1st. The next mandatory e-learning module will cover standard operating procedures and emergency equipment information contained in this revision. Watch for information on this module and its mandatory completion date. That's going to be announced soon. While schedule and aircraft changes are a normal part of the airline business, it often takes time to obtain a full understanding of the changes that are being made. Until a single contract is in place, Continental flight attendants will fly only on Continental aircraft, and United flight attendants will fly only on United aircraft. As the company reported April 19, 2011, in what is described as an effort to, quote, utilize our aircraft to support growth in our business, end quote, a number of changes to flying were reported. In the Micronesia market, new flights were added and larger aircraft were put on routes between Guam and the mainland United States. Plans to operate a United 777 on daily service between Honolulu and Tokyo Narita to Guam were announced to provide additional capacity in the market as well as more first-class seats for premium passengers. These aircraft will replace Continental 767 equipment currently flying in these markets. In addition, the company announced plans to begin daily four times a week service between Guam and Okinawa, as well as daily service between Tokyo Narita and Hong Kong using Continental 737 aircraft. Today, the company announced the second part of the anticipated fall-winter schedule changes, indicating where the company will use the Continental 767 aircraft that were freed up as a result of the previously announced aircraft schedule changes. Some of the aircraft schedule changes announced and effective with the fall schedule will be loaded into the reservation systems by May 21, 2011. This includes Honolulu-Denver Flight 42 and Denver-Honolulu Flight 43, which is currently operated using a United 767-300, and effective October 28, 2011 will operate using a Continental 767-400. Also, effective October 30th, 2011, Honolulu San Francisco Flight 82 and San Francisco Honolulu Flight 935, which is currently operated using a United 767-300, will operate using a Continental 767-400. The company has not yet announced how the United 767-300 will be utilized. Remember that this is additional information, and we do not yet have the full picture for the fall schedule. Don't miss the latest edition of the Dear AFA Industry Editorial. It was recorded yesterday by retired volunteer Jerry Butts. Listen to the message at 1-800-DEAR-AFA, option 5, or online at www.unitedafa.org in the Dear AFA section. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.